Okay, welcome to Friday's edition of Chit Chat on Moto. And we have another guest today in the fine form of Sean Simpson. Sean, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good to be, thanks, Ray. It's been quite a, you know, off season, but it's been quite hectic at the same time. You know, I've had quite a lot on with the new bike and the new team, testing and riding and trying to stay fit. And you know, obviously I was injury free this year, so you know, I could do more things than I could do for the last few years. So you know, I've just been enjoying it back home in Scotland, and you know, we had our first bit of snow last night, so it's looking like it's going to be a white Christmas again.
So you're actually back in Scotland, not in, so have you sort of left Belgium for good, or?
No, I'm pretty much going to do the same as I done last year. You know, I've got quite a good little base in Belgium. You know, I've got a house and a small garage for doing my practice bike and things at. So, you know, a few people said to me, why don't you base yourself back in the UK? And, you know, Scotland's too far away. My home in Scotland, I love it, but it's too far away.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would be not at home in England either. So I might as well just stay in Belgium. I'm set up, you know, it creates less traveling, and you know, I wouldn't have to move anything around. So I think that creates the easiest opportunities, and you know, I'm quite happy to do that and stay there. So I think that's going to be the way forward.
Okay, so what about you have done a race, haven't you, on the Yamaha?
Yeah, I have done. I done a 2.5 hour beach race at Dunkirk, which is just based on the, you know, the original practice track that they've had there for a few years.
Yeah.
Incorporated the, you know, the 85cc track and the quad track on the far side. So yeah. I think at the end there was about a 10-minute lap. You know, 2.5 hours around there is not exactly easy. So, you know, it was a good test for the bike, for me, to see how the bike felt, and you know, everything went well. Apart from we just had motocross parts on the bike, so we were lacking a few extra litres in the fuel tank compared to some of the beach race boys. But,
yeah,
you know, I had fun and I was leading it for a while, and, you know, had things been a little bit differently and we might have had a, you know, a little bit better of outcome. But I think, you know, the bike was riding well. I felt good on it, felt smooth, didn't really get too tired. And to be honest, the amount of riding I'd done going into the race, you know, I think it could have been harder, but you know, the way I felt on the bike, I felt good and strong. So I think next year's going to be good.
So just to refresh everyone who somebody, you know, people who do listen, they may not know, Sean's left Honda and now riding for, at the moment, is the, it's still the bike kit, Cosworth Yamaha. Wild Wolf. And then from January 1st,
yeah, that's correct,
it switches to the Monster Energy Yamaha, which is going to be the actual full factory bike. Yeah,
I'm going to be, you know, obviously riding for Yamaha. It's going to be the same. We're taking on Monster Energy, and we're going to be the second factory team running alongside Rinaldi.
Right.
And I will be running Rinaldi parts on my bike, whereas Zach and Arno Tonis, they will be riding with Cosworth 250 right. engines. And you know, I think Cosworth's done a good job in the past, and I think even the Rinaldi boys can see that Steve's, you know, putting in the time back of the workshop and in the winter to make the bikes, you know, really run well. And, you know, I think Zach and Arnold's done a great job to get the bike up front, and they're taking good starts. And, you know, I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with next year.
Are you looking forward to, because there's been a lot of people obviously saying this year that it would have been good to see you back in the UK racing full time. So that's going to happen next year. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's the plan. I think, you know, I would lie if I didn't say that I missed racing in Britain. You know, being away most of the years, it's easy enough for me. You know, I've done it for a long time. But I think just coming back to do the British rounds, you know, really gives you, you know, a little bit of motivation. The home crowd gets to see you. You know, you get to speak your own proper language for a while, and, you know, just catch up with friends and family. And, you know, some of the people that don't get out to the GPs, you can see them at the British races. So, you know, it's an organised and well-run event as well. So, you know, it's something that you're motivated to come and do, not like it's like, oh, we have to do that. So,
yeah,
you know, it's more of the want to do it as well. So I think, you know, it'll definitely be fun. And I think, as usual, you know, there's some hot contenders, but I think I'll have a good chance at having a crack at the championship again.
See, that's what confuses a lot of fans and us, the media. You know, it's the want to do it. Now, people say, like Tommy and Max and a couple of others who don't do the British Championship, Yeah. Do you as a rider have that, can you have a choice to have that written into your contract that you want to do it, or is it down to the team that makes that decision?
I think it depends on the team. You know, Steve being a British-based team, yeah. You know, it's important for them and it's important for the sponsors that come out of the UK.
Yeah.
You know, I know from my couple of years on the factory KTM squad, you know, yeah. they weren't really too interested about it. You know, KTM UK was interested and that was something I had to fight for, was to do it. You know, yeah. And luckily I got injured and couldn't contest the whole series.
Yeah.
And the following year we decided not to do it. So, you know, it is something from a team.
Hello? Hello? Oh, we lost you then, Sean, but I think you're back now, yeah?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, it's really from a team's point of view, you know, if they're interested to do it and, you know, the rider wants to do it as well, then I think, you know, it's good for both parties. So I think this year, by riding back in the UK for Steve's team, I think will be a really good addition, and hopefully the crowd will get behind me and we can show them that I'm the one of the best guys in Britain, and hopefully we can then carry some of that speed over back into the GPs. So I think it's good training, and I like to be busy. A lot of guys like to take a weekend off or just go riding and training and focus on themselves, but
yeah,
you know, I like to try and stay busy and pack my weekends out.
You were down originally to do some supercrosses at one stage, weren't you, for this year, but you obviously decided not to.
The first round, it clashed with my contracts. You know, I was still under contract from Honda, was in negotiations with Yamaha, and it didn't fit in. You know, I didn't know whether I would ride a Honda or a Yamaha, and in the end, I just said, like, look, I'll just take it out. You know, I'll not do it.
Yeah.
Then I decided that I was going to race in Dunkirk at the beach race, which clashed with the second round in Ireland, which would have been good because I've not been to Ireland for a long time. And I've spent a lot of time over there and got a few fans, so that would have been cool, but that didn't happen. And then I was going to race in Glasgow. I had that penciled in my diary, and for whatever reason, that didn't pull off. So, you know, it was a bit of a shame because I was already doing a few laps around my little supercross track that we've got back here, trying to dodge through the grass and the long bushes that's grown on it over time. But I was putting in the time so as I was ready for it, but just a shame that it didn't come off, because I think it would have been a good event, and you know, it's not far from my home here in Scotland, so a little bit of a shame. But I think then there's the next couple of rounds of the championship, which run in January, which is not the best time for us as we're trying to get ready for the outdoors, and we're testing or training, or we might even go to America or whatever, so you know, it doesn't really tie in too easily.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, I've said it, you know, I said to John Hellam, who runs, it's difficult for some of the top British riders to race after Christmas or concentrate on Supercross, because everyone disappears, or not so much disappearing, but you're testing, you're changing your whole routine around, aren't you, to outdoors,
definitely,
and everything else, and it's a shame really, but just the way it is.
I think as well, you know, like I said already, I would like to go and be ready for it, not just say like, okay, we'll turn up and ride round, you know.
Yeah.
That's not what anyone wants, you know. Even as a rider, you might be tip-top condition for riding outdoor tracks, but when you hit the whoops, you know, having not hit them for a while, you can, you know, you can have an injury or a crash, or, you know, you can look like a goon. So, and I never go without being prepared. I think that's the best way to do it. And, you know, to do that properly, you need to put in time. So I think it's best just to say, look, it's not perfect, and we'll give it a miss, and you know, really focus on it when you've got time.
So you're back in Scotland today, or in the next until Christmas?
Yeah, I'll be staying here until the new year. I think it's it's nice to be back, see some family and friends, and do some things that, you know, I can't do normally. It's even nice to just be home. You know, I live in Belgium in a house that, you know, I would call my second home, but you know, Scotland's really my home, and it's just back here in the garage, and all that, working on some old cars, and you know, just kind of dirty and
right. We're having a bit of problems with your line by the sounds of it again, Sean, because considering you live in Scotland, you're gonna have to get your brother to pedal faster.
Yeah, well, I don't know, either that or my mum's not paid the phone bill, something like that. But anyway, yeah, I was just saying, you know, it's nice to be back in Scotland, and you know, really just seeing everyone, and you know, getting back to Belgium in the new year sometimes is a bit of a chore, but you know, we're back to business, and once you get into it, you know, you see the rewards that you've done over the winter. So I think it's good to be back here, and you know, just a change of scenery even is good. So it's all good.
Okay. Well, I think we'll leave it there for the time being, considering the internet's playing silly games.
Yeah. No worries.
We're probably bumping. Well, in fact, we've got, as far as I'm aware, we've got a shoot with you next week, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. We're you know, we're obviously trying to get everything sorted out with the new graphics and kit, etc. So, you know, all going well, we'll get out and try and throw some bum whips down and get a couple of good pictures. Maybe
a
one legger if we're lucky.
For that, then?
Say that again.
You coming down south for that?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, I'm not scared of a bit of driving, and you know, I've been brought up where we have to travel quite a bit. So
I was going to say you haven't got a lot of choice from Scotland, have you, really?
No, it's something that, you know, even from Belgium to Steve's, it's only about a 6-hour car drive. So, you know, taking in the little boat crossing halfway, it's not too bad, really. So it's not something that stresses me. If it needs to be done, then I get it done. So it's all good.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
We will do.
The latest issue of Moto is out on Friday, which is today. And where, Sean, you've got your column in there.
I have, yeah. I've got it, yeah.
And your column's obviously continuing next year, so you can read all about what Sean's up to in Scotland and Belgium. And, we'll speak to you again, and happy Christmas and happy New Year and all that stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much. Same to everyone out there. Hopefully it's a good year and we have injury-free and keep on two wheels and hopefully get a bit further up front.
Excellent, that's what it's all about. All right, mate, we'll see you next week and speak to you later. Cheers.